Thomas.
East Coast Radio.
Before you scamper away, what are your thoughts on paying to use a public toilet?
A public toilet or a toilet like in a private establishment? Public toilet, no.
No, I'm talking about like at a shopping center.
I'd say if you're a customer in the shopping center, so you're there, so then no.
Yeah.
But if you often see people like running down, I don't know, and they quickly need to go into the loo.
Come on, you've been that person before. I've been that person before.
And it's a public business and you used to ask to use their loo, I don't know, then maybe. But okay. if it's a public toilet or a toilet in a restaurant and you're eating there or a shopping center, then yeah, I think you've got
it. There's an article up at ecr.co.za. Mm-hmm. Durban guys charge 20 South African rondolas use the restaurant at the establishment, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, this got me thinking that I have a problem when I go shopping and I need to go to the toilet and I arrive there and there's that turnstile that wants my money. Now, having a 5-strong family means I spend way too much time at the grocery shop. Way too much time. In fact, I think if we had to do a pie chart on how much time I actually spend in the grocery aisle, it's more than I spend anywhere else. Now, my absolute worst happened the other day. I decided that I was going to fetch one of my 3 children and quickly go and do a grocery shop where I should have actually just allowed them to get fetched by dad. But mother's guilt, as I took the glide off and passed the school, said, no, fetch your firstborn child. He can help you shop. Said no mother ever. So 4:30, on a crammed, full grocery shopping day with a list that goes over both sides. So I'm rushing and I'm trying to do this and I'm trying to do that and mother's guilt and rushing and rushing and rushing. And the next thing, I've got like a 3-quarter trolley full and my son comes to me and he goes, oh, Mom, I need the loo. I'm like, you what? I really need the loo. I'm like, oh my gosh. So you got to abandon the trolley, right? You got to hide it with all your lettuce and everything that's just hanging out in the top little stoop of the trolley. And then you get to the loo to find out, wait for it, you've got to pay to go into the toilet. So I've got a 6-year-old that needs a number 2, okay? I've abandoned my trolley. I've now got to go and find a bank because I've got no change in my wallet. It then spits out 100 rondola notes. And now what must I do? I'm now going in to find change for the turnstile. It wasn't pretty. It really was not pretty. So up at ecr.co.za, I'm asking for what your thoughts are on public restrooms, if you have to pay for them. And of course, our WhatsApp number, 0762512360. Yo, mixed bag of reactions here. I asked what your thoughts are on paying for a public toilet. This is after I decided to take my 6-year-old son to do the like weekly grocery shop. And as I'm in the throes of it, I'm like, you know, you've got upper lip perspiration. You're like so in it. You're weaving between people washing the floor and people offloading the milk and, you know, going about their daily business while you're trying to do your daily business. And you've got a kid that wants to keep going and looking at the toy section. And you keep saying, oh, come back to me. Come and find me every 2 seconds. And then he comes up to you and he's devastated because he needs the toilet. And it's that stage of having to abandon your trolley. You get to the toilet. It's got the turnstile. You scratch in your wallet. You've got the kid jumping up and down saying, Mommy, I need the loo, I need the loo. And you're like, why did I leave you at school? Then you need to find a bank. And then you need change. And by that stage, everybody is just unraveling at the seams. And I just thought, I don't know how I feel about paying for a public toilet. And it would seem that there is a mixed bag of reaction.
Hi, Jane. It's Samia. I feel your pain. I also have 3 children. I've been in the same boat as abandoning trolleys to take more than one child to the toilet. But I'm all for paying for it. There's been far too many occasions when I've gone to a bathroom with my children for them to use, and the bathrooms are in shocking condition. It's like you don't even want to lift the toilet seat for the son or put your daughter's bum on the seat. It's wiping down everything. It's disgusting. I'm all for paying for it if it's going to mean that it's going to be cleaner and looked after, and then I'm all for it. Thanks.
How sad that that's not a given. You know what I mean? Like, people are just like weighing on the seat or weighing on the floor and moving on with their day. This one says, hey, JLT, my opinion for making a use of public toilets is a no-no for me. The tenants of the shopping mall should contribute a small fee, including this in their monthly rent, because we, the consumers, purchase from them and should use the toilets free of charge. And that comes from Jenny. This one says, OMG, Jane. I thought I was alone in the world of toilet emergency dramas. I have a 6-year-old boy and a 5-year-old girl. Can you imagine my horror when I hear those words, "Mommy, I need the toilet," coming out of their mouths at the same time? She says, glory hallelujah for family changing rooms. Yeah. But you know what? We need somewhere, and this is your suggestion, Julie. I love this, to park your trolley. Because how many times have you headed for the loo and now what are you going to do with your trolley? So that's a very good suggestion. This one. Hi, Jane. It's Nick. Hi, Nick. I don't think people should be charged for using public toilets, especially in shopping centres. The shopping centre is obtaining rent from the tenants, so some money should go towards funding that. Alternatively, the shops that are stationed there should rally together and pay for the maintenance, since it is their customers who will be using the facilities. Mm-hmm.
Hi Jane, my thoughts on paying at a public toilet, absolutely ridiculous. Around here in Port Shepson, we just about got used to paying the 1 rand in the turnstile gate. And when you don't have change, you better hold it till you get home.
You better hold it. 0762512360, taking your thoughts on this topic this afternoon. And this is after a Durban guy was charged, wait for it, 20 South African rand, 20 rand to use the restroom in a restaurant. A beautiful good Thursday afternoon if you've just tuned into East Coast Radio. We're chatting about your thoughts around paying for the use of a public toilet. This is after a Durban guy was charged 20 rand to use the restroom at a restaurant. Yo, I would be verbal, man. Having a look at some of the messages coming through on the WhatsApp line number.
Hi Jane, I lived in London for a few years and at all the train stations you've got to pay for the toilets, and unfortunately you'd think that that would mean there would be a clean environment. However, it was just turned into a money-making scheme, and the toilets were as disgusting as any that were free. So I really don't think that paying for public toilets unfortunately has any benefits, and especially not in this country. However, I do agree with a previous listener who said that tenants, it should be part of the tenants' rental, because if you expect me to shop at your shop, the least you can do is pay for me to have some free toilet paper. I'd be kind.
And be kind, yes. You know what? I think the thing that derailed me the most was being surprised by this turnstile. Had I been prepared, maybe like as you drive into the car park, there is a sign there. So that when you're passing the banking hall, you at least know that you need to be armed with cash money when your small turns around mid-throw of a shop and says, I need to go to the toilet. You know what I mean? It was getting to the turnstile, not having the money, having to find the bank, having to get the change, having to get back by this time, the child, I'm literally dragging him. It wasn't pretty. If you saw me and my son, it wasn't pretty. That number again, 0762512360.
Jane. Jane Lindley Thomas. East Coast Radio.